From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your choc top and popcorn, sit back and relax. And don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, yes. Hello and welcome to another edition of Talking Flicks. JT and Grant Lee, talking all things movies. A massive show coming up. Mr. Lee, hello.
Well, hello, Jay. How are you this week?
I'm fantastic. We've got like a brand new studio for Talking Flicks going on. It's amazing. It's
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ooh,
some flashy lights and all that sort of stuff.
Lights. Yeah, it's really pretty, Mr. Lee. It's really whiz bang. It's very nice.
It just, is. I like all the lights flashing. That's good.
That's a whole different ball game, Mr. Lee. It's probably been a while since you were flashing those lights, right?
Yeah, just a little few years.
Just a few?
Okay, 20.
Even that's being generous, but that's okay. That's okay. Oh, have you been, Mr. Lee? How's the week been? Yeah. What have you been up to?
Oh, look, it's been great. I went into work on Sunday at 9 a.m. just to give him a hand for a little bit and ended up leaving at 4 o'clock. So that was really good. It was a busy day. It's been really good. Inside Out still doing so well. People are loving it. And it's funny. I think it's because of our podcast, people are actually staying right to the end.
Completely.
The amount of people that are staying right to the end now is like, okay, right. Yep, we've done our job. So people are enjoying what happens after all the credits. So
it's nice to it's really nice to see the movies buzzing, which is great because I always say there is nothing better than a good outing to the movies.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's one of those things that you can't get at home because, you know, you'll stop it and go do something. I mean, the popcorn isn't anything like our popcorn on the Choc Tops. You know, you can't have that experience. And watching a movie with a whole heap of strangers in the dark, it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah. Well, in the dark too. Yeah. And the back row, Mr. Lee, the back row. Never forget the back row.
No. Well, it's been a few years since I've sat in the back row.
Yes. Again, Mr. Lee. Yes. This is back when you were in your prime.
Yeah. And that's why I thought I'd bring that up. So you didn't.
Well, look, the good thing is, Mr. Lee, we'll make a completely separate episode for you and we can talk about those days, right? And we'll change the rating for that movies. Week. Okay. Oh, dear. Wow.
No, because I think Wendy will find out things that she doesn't want to know, so that's probably a good thing we don't do it.
That's when I thought we couldn't get any lower. I think we got to. Oh, dear. Well, look, a massive show coming up this week on Talking Flicks. We will do a round of the top fives again. We'll see if Inside Out 2 is sticking at one or whether or not Mr. Lee has dropped a peg because Despicable Me 4 is still sticking around. I reckon maybe this week there's been a shift. Maybe.
Look, I think you might have to wait until we find out and see what's
happened. There's a hook. Well. All right. Well, got a little bit to go, but we'll see how. And look, if you, for everyone that's been along to see it, they have raved about it. I've heard of people going back to see it a couple of, like, again and again. So.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Great. That's just pushing those numbers up.
Studios are happy.
Yes, indeedy. So we'll take a look at that. Also, our game is back this week. Mr. Lee is in the hot seat.
No, this is going to be fun. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it.
No,
I think I'm going to say or in the first or second word.
Well, you know what happens, Mr. Lee?
Because I don't know. I hate not knowing what the subject is, and that's what scares me.
Well, if you do, Mr. Lee, you'll be hearing that. Yeah, yeah.
No, no, no. Oh, that's so harsh.
And there will be no gold star. But it really is a game where it means absolutely nothing, right? Nothing. Except bragging rights. So yes. We'll see how Mr. Lee goes a little bit later on. Hopefully he can last the 60 seconds. And the topic will be, I'm not saying just yet.
I thought you were going to say it and I was so excited. I was so excited.
You'll go and Google it, Mr. Lee. I know that you and Dr. Google get along very well.
Yes,
so
we do.
You guys have a great relationship. So we'll be doing that a little bit later on when we'll see how Mr. Lee goes. Of course, it is all thanks to the Forum 6 Cinemas in Tamworth Wagga, also the Odeon 5 in Orange. And Mr. Lee, later on too, a chance to win a double pass to go and see a movie of your choosing at one of these great cinemas.
Yes. And, you know, with school holidays now on, perfect timing to win tickets.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy 2 weeks, and I couldn't – trying to keep the kids busy sometimes, it's, you just pull your hair out. So you get to come along, you get to watch a great movie, and Mr. Lee's babysitting service is right there for you. Or child sitting, I should say, his service. So, and it comes free of charge. It's included in the price of your movie ticket. So.
And you know what? Jay, you'll be sitting there with me minding all these kids. So thank you so much.
I've got enough of my own, Mr. Lee. I don't need any more. I do not need any more.
Too funny.
Five's enough. Okay.
We won't go there anymore.
No, we won't. I'll lose more hair talking about it. Let's get into some new movies for this week. And Mr. Lee, it's all about the bikers. This is gang bikey movie. Looks really good with Tom Hardy, Austin Butler as well.
Now, this is called The Bike Riders, and it's actually based on true story. It is directed by Jeff Nichols, which I will let you know, he was meant to be directing A Quiet Place Day One, but he left that movie to direct this movie. And it's actually set in 1965, and it's about a young girl that meets a young boy, and he's actually a member of the Chicago-based Vandals Motorcycle Club. And would you believe, after 5 weeks of just dating, they get married, and she thinks she can change him.
5 weeks. That's not much. That's not very long. That's rookie territory, isn't it, Mr. After? How many years is it for you, Mr. Lee? You and your lovely wife, Wendy. How many years?
We're coming up to 30, I think it is next year.
5 weeks on 30. Look, at 30 years.
29 next. I think we're 28. Confusing you, Mr. Lee. 30 in 2 years' time. That's right, because I'm 30 years next year at the cinema working, and it's the year after that I'm 30 years married. So
you're just making yourself sound so old, Mr. Lee. Yes. The second you mentioned 1965, I thought this is right up your alley. But it does look like a fantastic movie. We're talking the denim's out, the leather is out, the cornfields, the Harleys as well. If you love your bikes, you'll definitely love this movie. Take a listen. This is The Bike Riders.
I built this for nothing. This is our family. You and me, kid.
From the beginning?
Yes, please.
It was the golden age of bike riders. And I never felt so out of place in all my life. That's when I saw him for the first time. It took my breath away.
I'm Benny.
5 weeks later, I married him. I thought I could change him, you know? Not to be different, but to be, I don't know, like he's wild.
Hey!
Told you to take that jacket off.
You'd have to kill me to get this jacket off. What about the bar? Find it down.
The club got real big real fast. They started running drugs, gambling, prostitution.
Is that what this club is now?
I want you to quit writing.
Don't ask that. Benny. I need you.
You can't have him.
If he wants to ride a bike, he'll ride a bike.
Yeah, the Bike Riders.
What does it say?
Just think it over, you know.
Is it done now? There you go. Right, okay. Oops.
Oops. Yeah, okay. Moving on.
Yeah, I thought it was done. But anyway.
There you go.
It is now officially out. So if you love a good bikey type movie, The Bike Riders, and Mr. Lee, to celebrate the release of this movie, I thought I would do a a random bikey name generator for you and I.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, nice.
So picture yourself in your leather jacket. You got your denim on. You got your do-rag, showing your band denim going on. And your name, Mr. Lee. Well, no, I did not make this. I put this into the generator. So your name, Mr. Lee, is Grant Muffler Mauler Lee.
I love it. That's awesome. I love that. Now, when I get onto my Harley tomorrow to go to work, that's what my name will be.
You little muffler mauler, you, Mr. Lee.
And yourself, what was your name?
I don't know whether this is good or bad, to be entirely honest. I don't know who's got it worse. Okay, mine is J Road Rash T.
That's like something that you need cream for.
I was going to say rash does not sound good. Road rash. No. Is there such thing?
Wow.
I suppose it does sound a bit meaner than the muffler mauler.
It does actually. It does sound a lot meaner. God, that's good. I like that. That's very clever.
Yeah, there you go. So you keep that in mind, Mr. Lee, when you turn up to the Forum 6 tomorrow and everyone coming to see that movie, go and see the muffler mauler. He'll hook you up with your tickets. Okay, Mr. Lee.
That's so funny. Do you reckon we'd have tattoos or not?
You don't have any tattoos, do you?
No, Mr. Lee? I don't.
No, I don't either. I have contemplated it. I have told my wife. I did say I would go, and she reckons I'm full of it. And they're not just tattoos; you've got the piercings as well. I couldn't do it, Mr. Lee.
Nah.
I couldn't do it.
And you know what? I actually don't like the pain. I don't think I could do it because.
No.
Well, the reason I ask you that is because Austin Butler, he wore his character's tattoos all over him because it was all fake.
Mm.
And he actually went somewhere and they thought it was real. And they actually said, "How did you get so much time to get all those tattoos on you?"
They must have done a really good job. He would have spent hours in the chair for them to be able to do that. It would have taken ages.
Mm. Yeah, or it was just a sleeve. But very interesting. And it's funny because when he said, "Do I have a tattoo?" No, but all my siblings do. And I'm the only one that doesn't. So,
Maybe we get a tattoo together, you and I, Mr. Lee. What do you reckon?
Flicks.
Yeah. We'll go and get a tattoo of something done. Maybe we'll throw that out to the listeners to choose what tattoo they want us to go and get, and we'll go and get it done together.
Yeah, that'd be good. But we will have to get our wives to approve it first.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And you can go first, and I'll sit there and watch this.
No, you can, because I know you'll check it out.
Mr. Lee, are you a fan of Midnight Oil? I'm sure you are, right? Peter Garrett and Co.
I am, because they were really big back in Countdown days, which I hate to say, but Countdown was a massive show. Every Sunday night, my sister and I would sit in front of the television and watch Countdown. And, you know, Peter Garrett, who, as you know, looked, you know, bald head, and the way he danced, the way he sung, it was a little out there, and it was so inspiring to listen to him. And that's why for 4 days only, so you've only got another 2 days to go, Midnight Oil, The Hardest Line, is on in the cinema. And it is all about how the 45-year career of the Oils helped shape modern Australia.
Take a listen to this. Division.
We will decide who comes to this country and the circumstances in which they come.
We wanted to write material that hits you right in the face and say, this is the truth.
You need to lend your voice to things. You can't stay silent.
Even if you're pushed to the wall for the things that you believe in, you don't give in.
And I think in those days, we were just trying to stay alive.
We sent the Blue Album to the radio stations, you know, and they didn't want to play it. They politely told us that we'll see you at the bottom of the barrel.
The industry to us looked corrupt, completely corrupt.
The
You know, that's not what we were like.
Normal thing for a band to do be to keep on towards the bright shining lights, but instead we went completely in another direction.
We were changed forever, I think, by that experience.
It did feel like, once again, throw away the rule book, start our music from scratch again. Let's give it up.
This week, Midnight Oil are performing seven sell-out concerts. No Australian band has ever attracted such support.
Peter was very consumed with politics.
We are part of the nuclear world.
And this is the monster which young people in the world inherit.
It's inevitable that if you stick your neck out far enough for long enough, someone's going to come along and try and chop it off.
Look out where you come from!
Sometimes you got to take the hardest life.
Oh, yeah. And you can just hear from
that. That is so good.
You just hear from that trailer the success of that group. It's incredible.
It's just so good. Unbelievable, isn't it? It's just, they had so many hits and you just go, wow. And to hear, you know, seven sold out shows, which have never been heard of back then, that's impressive.
Well, Mr. Lee, your favourite Midnight Oil song, what do you reckon? I know this is going to be a hard one, but there's got to be one there that just...
And there is so many. There is so many.
Every time it comes
to say, Beds Are Burning. That's my favourite.
Great song, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Absolutely. It is such a great song. So, I might even go listen to some over the weekend, actually. Midnight Oil.
It's not something I can see you doing, Mr. Lee. I'm sure that you will, but I just can't see you doing it.
Well, you know I don't like opera, so you know I'm not going to go back and listen to
opera. Well, I was going
to
say, I could see you listening to classical. I could see you listening to a bit of Celine Dion on your weekend. I reckon that's what I could see.
If you'd said Frank Sinatra, yes, I would have. I love a little bit of Frank Sinatra and Tony Bennett. But Midnight Oil is another favourite. So
that was what was playing every time I drove past your house. I couldn't work out what it was. That's
why.
This is why I never knocked on the door, Mr. Lee. You've got to understand. Just couldn't bring myself to do it.
Good.
But yes, Midnight Oil, the hardest line, 4 days only. So make sure you get your tickets and go along and check out an incredible story. Now, Mr. Lee, let's go around. Let's see what movies are screening, because there's heaps happening this weekend that you can go and check out, including Bad Boys Ride or Die. Despicable Me 4 is also out.
And we've got the Exorcism, we've got Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, the Garfield movie, If, Inside Out 2, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, Panda Bear in Africa, Unsung Hero, The Watchers, The Way, My Way, Unsung Hero, which we've got it playing twice, that's really good, and also a Bollywood movie called Kalki 2898 AD. And that's playing in Orange and in Wagga.
Beautiful. All right, Mr. Lee, well, let's have a look and see. We're getting close to finding out whether Despicable Me 4 has taken the top podium this week for the most seen movie. But let's do top five for the USA this week.
Cool. Number five is Kalki 2898 AD, which we just heard about. Number four is Bad Boys Ride or Die. Number three is Horizon, an American Saga, Chapter 1. Number two is A Quiet Place, Day 1. And number one for the US, Inside Out 2.
Oh, okay.
So can you believe that? 3 weeks now in a row.
Yeah, this is huge.
It is. When did you notice Despicable Me 4 wasn't in there?
No.
I don't think it's opened over there yet.
We've got something. We get something before the US. Come on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I actually double-checked all that because I went, well, that's a bit weird. Why is Despicable Me 4 not there? But no, I can't say it actually has released over there yet. So it may be releasing this week as we speak. So it'll be interesting to see if it's in there next week.
Well, Inside Out 2 has got one big tick for the number one movie in the top five. Let's see whether or not Inside Out 2 can do it in another country. Whereabouts are you taking us this week, Mr. Lee, apart from the USA? Whereabouts are we going next?
I thought we might head to our good friends who are always neutral, Switzerland.
Switzerland. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
That's a very good accent. That's very good.
I love Switzerland. Yeah. What a great little place. Nice for skiing. It's really good.
Yes. Yes. I'm sure you're a good skier.
What's going on here, Mr. Lee? I've only got a top three. What's doing? What's the
game? Yeah, that's all I had. I'm sorry. So number three for Switzerland is Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Number two is Kinds of Kindness. And number one for Switzerland, Inside Out 2.
That's two. Can it make it a hat trick with Australia? Is it our number one movie? I'm thinking Despicable Me 4 is not looking good, Mr. Lee.
Oh, well, let's have a look. Number five for Australia is Bad Boys, Ride or Die. Number four is Kalki 2898 AD. Number three is A Quiet Place, Day One. Number two is Despicable Me 4. And number one for Australia, Inside Out 2.
Wow. Yeah. All right, let's give him an applause. Well done to Inside Out.
Well done to Inside Out.
Just incredible. This is just...
Can I just say, where did we get the budget for all this?
I know, I don't know. I could give you one of those two, Mr.
I'm impressed. I didn't see what else can I do? I'll give you one more.
Get record scratch. There you go. And this one's for you, Mr. Lee. This is a... Yeah, that's usually it's not Mr. Lee.
Yeah. That'll be me at
No, Mr. Lee, your will be where is the horn this one? That'll be your there
you go. Time's getting very close. We've got a budget for sound effects. I'm a bit worried about
We've
this.
Splurged now. We've splurged. Yeah. The sky is the limit. But can I just say, Mr. Lee, it is really nice to see a horror film in the top five because I couldn't tell the last time I saw that. So A Quiet Place, Day One, to come in third, I think is pretty good.
Mm. And number two in the US, so that's excellent. That's really good. Yeah, just proves that horrors are still a genre of movies that people love. And with the amount of horrors that we've had out this year already, it's good.
Been a great year for it. Fantastic year. Yeah. But Inside Out 2, Mr. Lee, we've been watching the cash going up and up and up for Disney, Pixar. What are we looking at now? We've got to be getting close to the bill, surely.
Can you believe it is now the very first billion-dollar movie for 2024?
Yeah, wow.
That's incredible to think it's a kids' movie, it's animated, and it's already in 3 weeks made over $1 billion. That is incredible.
Did not see us coming,
by the way. Which is really good. Now, on some other news, if you had a father-in-law that was pretty scary, he's played some scary roles over the years and some comedy roles, and he's very versatile, and he is your father-in-law, would you ever want to act with him in a movie?
Depends who he is.
I'm talking about Chris Pratt and his father-in-law, Arnold Schwarzenegger. So he actually wants to hopefully team up into a new Terminator movie and star along with his father-in-law.
Yeah, I'd do it.
When I found that out, I was shocked that it was his father-in-law.
I'd do it. How could you not want to work with the Terminator?
Exactly right.
You'd just do it, wouldn't you?
You would. Yes, absolutely. And he is such a great actor. You know, he's got so many great one-liners, I'll be back, and, you know, all those sort of things. People love, you know, and he has been a great, great actor over the years.
A Quiet Place, Day One. This has only been out 1 week, and already we're talking that there could be another one perhaps in the pipeline down the track.
Yeah, which is really good news because it has been so big, and it would be very interesting to see if they actually do another sequel to the prequel of A Quiet Place.
I think based off the numbers so far.
Did you get what I said?
You got it. Hold on. Let me find that. Let me find that again. I'll give you the. There you go.
Thank you.
You're here next week, right?
Yes. Yeah. And don't forget the shrimp. So that'd be really good because it has been very popular. And as we said, it's in the top five. So that's really good. So very exciting. And some other news that I'm excited about, Jay, is, and you know how much of a Trekkie I am, is Chris Pine possibly playing a different Captain Kirk in the Star Trek 4. I thought the crickets would be out, all the snoring would be out.
Oh, sorry, yeah, there you go. Yeah,
and I'm really excited about that because he played Captain Kirk really well in the Star Trek trilogy. But for him to play an older version of Captain Kirk, which we do actually have the original Captain Kirk alive still, even though he's in his 90s, the original still, he could play the grandfather or the great-grandfather, I suppose. But
how many of these movies have you seen, Mr. Lee? This is one that you would generally, you would watch this over and over again, wouldn't you? The Trekkie movies. Yes.
And I do. Yeah, I do. If I've got nothing to watch, I'll just put a Star Trek movie on and just watch it.
Yeah, that says it all.
Okay, righto.
I can just paint the picture here at your place, Mr. Lee. You've got Tony Bennett playing, then you go in the bedroom and watch Star Trek. You're not painting a very good picture, Mr. Lee. It's not good.
Does it say my life's boring?
Look, that's debatable, okay?
Now, you've got some news about Final Destination.
Yes, I do. There? Hold on, I'll just find my paperwork here, Mr. Lee. Hold on, there we go. I've been all over the shop today. It's very unprofessional. But Final Destination 6, I love the Final Destination franchise and the storyline, you know, about people that cheat death, really freaky. And finally, we're now hearing 13 years on, Mr. Lee, we could finally have a Final Destination 6. It's in the pipeline. Wow. It's coming. Rumors have been going since about late 2019. That was when we first started getting a bit of an inkling that they were looking to make a move on it. And now we're hearing, it's hopefully going to happen. So when, again, one of those things, not yet confirmed on a release date, but that's one to keep an eye out for when it does drop.
That's awesome.
Well, let's go around the screens and see what's happening across our wonderful cinemas in Tamworth, Orange and Wagga. Let's go to your neck of the woods first up.
Yeah, well, I'm always first. we've got – I'm going to have to do something about those sound effects. But anyway, no worries. Next Thursday night, we've got our Fly Me to the Moon Girls Night happening. Tickets are on sale now for it. And you get ticket plus food and drinks. And I'm sure the girls will love it because I'm sure Channing Tatum is a big draw card for it. And we've just now released tickets and the schedule for the Travelling Film Festival, which is happening on August 9 to 11. So it only just happened today. So we're very excited. You can now buy your tickets and they have different ways you can do it. You can buy all 9 and get a massive discount. You can buy 5 movie tickets to see 5 of the 9 movies, or you can buy them individually. So there's 9 movies over the whole weekend, and basically you bring your blanket and pillow in and sleep in the cinema.
Looking forward to we're going to do a special episode with the Travelling Film Festival soon. So that'll be exciting. We can unpack some of the movies that will be on show.
Because there's going to be so many good movies and very interesting movies. And these movies, which we don't normally get to watch, so it's great that the Sydney Film Festival actually takes it out to, and that's why they call it the Travelling Film Festival, they take it around Australia. And they're also going to be going to Orange on August 9 to 11 and also Wagga on the same weekend. So it's going to be very good. Can't wait.
Speaking of film festivals, how about a French film festival? I think that's one we've got to get all over, right?
Oh, we certainly do. And Wagga are holding one on July 26 to August 1. And some of the movies are Difficult Year, All Your Faces, A Silence. So they've got a great lineup. Head to their website and you'll see all the French films listed on their website that you'll be able to watch over that weekend.
Wonderful. Well, Mr. Lee, it is now time for your this is where you really shine, Mr. Lee. It's time for the other game. So we should just explain the rules very quickly. As the game suggests, no ums, no ahs. Mr. Lee needs to talk about this particular topic for 60 seconds without the ums and the ahs. If he drops any, and you can't stop too, Mr. Lee. Can't get confused.
No, I've got to keep continuing. Okay.
Yep. and make sure it's factual too. Don't start talking about, I don't know, surfing or something like that in the middle of it. Just to right down the line,
but that's factual.
Lee.
I go surfing.
Well, yeah, but that's not about my topic, Mr. Lee. So.
Okay.
And your topic, Mr. Lee, this week, when I get the 60 seconds on the clock, are you ready to go, Mr. Lee? Okay, let's do this. 60 seconds on the clock. Your topic with no ums and ahs is the Oscars. Okay. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Let's do it.
The Oscars are held once a year from LA. Normally it's in the Kodak Theatre, which I've actually been to, not to the Oscars, but I have actually been to the theatre to have a look. When they actually announced them, which is early in the year,
Oh, my lordy. I knew it. I didn't even make 20 seconds.
Hard. No. No, that was worse than last time, Mr. Lee. Well, you got through it last time, but then
as soon as I said it, I knew.
It's not easy. This is one of the hardest things. We just can't get one star up on the wall of shame. We just can't do it.
This is, oh my lordy, this is so bad. I can't believe, and I was going now. Don't talk about.
Off to
just
a great
gets
start.
Into your head. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. You said to me before we even started this podcast today that it wasn't going to be good. So you knew.
Yes, I knew exactly right. I knew I wasn't going to make it. It was
All right, Mr. Lee. Well.
It is. It's hard. It's really hard. I think you know a lot of people. If you don't know what the topic is, and then you've got to talk about it, it's hard not to go
Well, it is, and I think that's a record. I think that's a record, Mr. Lee.
And you know what, at least you don't have to go back through the log to find out whether I said it. I knew straight away.
Well, I guess we've the only hope, Mr. Lee, is that I try and nail it next week. So we'll see how we go.
I'm going to make sure it's a hard subject for you to
Mr.
talk
Lee,
about. So you
come on. The Oscars was a piece of piss. What are you doing? I'm looking after you, Mr. Lee. Look after a brother here. Come on. I'm dying.
I should have. I can't believe I did it.
Oh, dear. All right. Well, next week is a new week. So we'll bring the Umar game back next week and see whether or not. With the topic Mr. Lee gives me, if I can get a golden star on this wall over here, it's looking very bare, Mr. Lee. I can tell you now. Hold on, where's the crickets? Hold on, there we go. That's very much what I'm seeing on the wall at the moment. It's tumbleweeds, so that's okay. There's always another week.
Yeah, exactly right. So true.
Speaking of next week, Mr. Lee, let's get into some new movies. Many moons ago, the 90s, we got Twister and we now have Twisters.
Yeah, this is a follow-up, and it's so exciting to see. I love the first Twister. It was so well. I like Helen Hunt. I reckon she's a great actress.
She's amazing.
She started in a little comedy show, which I can't think of the name of it at the moment, and then she went into film, and she's done so many great films. So Twisters, it stars Glenn Powell, who's very in at the moment, and Daisy Edgar-Jones, and they actually go around trying to catch information about Twisters and storms. So looking forward to that. The other one that is opening next week is Fly Me to the Moon, which has got Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum, Woody Harrelson and Ray Romano. And it's all about having a backup plan in case something happens to the broadcast of the mission to the moon. And so they actually fake a whole thing on land just in case. So that's why I think the whole, did they go to the moon, did they not, has all happened.
A conspiracy, right? Oh, this. Yes. Well, we can open a few doors on this one next week, Mr. Lee. Don't you worry. I think it happened. I'm going to say it now. I think it happened.
I reckon it did.
Had to happen. I reckon it did. I'd like to think it happened anyway, the very, very worst case scenario. But we should point out, too, an all-star cast. How good is that cast?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I do like Ray Romano as well. I think he was funny in Everybody Loves
Raymond. Yeah.
Yeah, he was really funny. That was a great show. And he's been in some interesting movies as well. I think this is his first role that he's played very serious, but so that's good for him to be able to be able to do some different acting compared to comedy all the time. So. And Scarlett Johansson, well, what can you say? Nothing other than she's brilliant. Well, maybe this next movie that's opening may be up your alley.
Oh, no, I was going to say this is up your alley, Mr. Lee.
It's called Maxine, and it's set with three X's in Maxine. So there is a reason why there's three X's. It's set in 1980s Hollywood, and it's all about an adult film star who wants to be an actress, but there's a mysterious killer that's stalking all these actress slash adult film stars, and they're actually killing them. So they've got to put it, find out who it is and try to work out and try to survive. So that's going to be a very interesting movie.
Yeah, I'm trying to piece this all together. I'm trying to unpack it, kind of. We'll be doing that next week. Hopefully, is there a trailer for this one, Mr. Lee? I'm sure there is, because it's trailer week for this one next week, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I'm hoping there'll be a little bit more into the trailer than what I'm thinking. So let's hope.
What are you expecting, Mr. Lee? Like, what are you hoping is going to be in the trailer? Like, are you thinking there's going to be buzzing sounds and stuff going on in the trailer?
Yes. Actually, do you remember all those years ago we had to talk about that movie? I think it was called Hysteria. And it was about something that was invented in the early 1900s for women, and it was so hard to talk about. And that was live on radio as well back then. We had to talk about it.
It was a struggle. It was a struggle.
We struggled.
But it's 2024 now, Mr. Lee. Times have changed.
Correct. And we can talk about those sort of things now, which is great.
So that will be next week, Maxine with three X's.
Yes.
All right, Mr. Lee, time to give away some movie tickets. Let's announce last week's winner first up, a double pass, and our winner was
Nat Walton from Wagga. Congratulations.
Yeah, good on you there. Congratulations, Nat. He scored himself a double pass, and thank you very much for getting in. And the answer last week, the movie that I spoke about was The Fallout Guy. Was it the Fall Guy?
No, the Fall Guy.
Yeah, Fall Guy.
And that's why you didn't win, because you didn't even know that.
Hey, I got further than you did.
Yeah, you did, actually. I shouldn't say anything. That's true. Anyway, yeah, we'll see how you go next week with it.
Well, there you go. Well, let's give away another double pass, Mr. Lee. And the question is, what was – you might need to rewind the episode a little bit to get the answer to this question. We'll see how good you are. What was Mr. Lee's favorite Midnight Oil song?
That's a good question, because that was towards the beginning, wasn't it?
It was very much towards the beginning, yeah. So, well, if you think you know what it is, the best place to go is onto the online forum, 6.com.au or odn5.com.au, or Mr. Lee, slide into our DMs on our Talk and Flicks podcast Facebook page.
Yes, and so many people are, which is so good.
Yeah, just get in touch with us.
It's easy, isn't it?
Yeah, so easy. So flick your answer to us and we will announce the winner on next week's show. Hopefully it's you.
And you know what? As I said, perfect timing. School holidays are on now, so it was so good to be able to use it.
Yeah, so if you've got some kids, there you go. Make sure you register online or via our Facebook page. Mr. Lee, can you believe it? Look at the time. It's time to go. We're done.
I cannot believe it. It goes so quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, well,
Every week we talk.
We do, Mr. Lee. We do talk. We do lots of it. That's why we call it Talk and Flicks. the name is in the brand.
Yes, and that's why. Yes, okay.
Mr. Lee, have a wonderful week. Enjoy the first week of school holidays. I'm sure the movie is going to be absolutely buzzing. And what are you guys doing? You're giving away free popcorn or something this week. What's going on there?
Yeah, we are. You know, if you come and see you get a free small popcorn for any purchase ticket to the movie If, which is very exciting. I'm very excited.
Now, just to point out too, that's for kids and adults.
It is only for Tamworth.
Yeah. Well, I'll come in and grab a ticket, Mr. Lee. So I hope that you've got my popcorn ready to go when I do come in.
I will be nice, hot, fresh popcorn, because I know you like nice, hot, fresh popcorn.
I do.
And yes.
So I like Choc Tops too, Mr. Lee. And I'll have a Pepsi too.
Not a problem at all. Too easy. I'll have it ready, waiting for you.
Oh, you're a good man. You're a good man. I call this Mr. Lee on tap. That's what I call it, Mr. Lee on tap. Oh, Mr. Lee, you're a great guy. So, have a wonderful week, and we'll catch you next Friday.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au, or odn5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.